Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English language news broadcast Hungary Reports. I'm Orsia Flum. Thanks for joining us. Only a nation which knows the value of sacrificed life has future, emphasized the President of the Republic on the Memorial Day of the Hungarian Heroes. Janos Áder said that people who ignore the past do wrong against themselves. Commemorations were held all across the country. The parliament passed a law in 2001 according to which every year the country remembers the heroes of the Hungarian history on the last Sunday of May.
Yes! Fogarás középről! Tiszte! Legy!
Almost every Hungarian has ancestors who died or got injured in battle. On Heroes Day, we commemorate the ones who risked or sacrificed their lives for Hungary. András Páthy, director of the National University for Public Service, said in the new public cemetery of Budapest that heroes are the ones who set an example with their achievements, bravery, and consider their homeland more important than their own lives. He added, young people should know that these heroes should be their role models. They should learn about these heroes in school. Until a great monument will be built in Hungary, like the one in Redepúja, Italy, we need to keep the memory of every self-defeating brave Hungarian hero in our heart and soul, said the rector. Only those nations have future which know the value of sacrificed life, said János Áder, the president of Hungary, at the re-inauguration of the monument for the heroes in Vác. He added that if we forget and don't bother with the past, we sin against ourselves. But where people preserve the memories together, life wins against forgetting. In the Great War, the most ruthless empires fought and sent millions to battles. So we have to mourn each of the lost lives and keep count of them. More than 100 years after the outbreak of the war, the descendants have to do the work that has to be done, said the president. The Hungarian army paid its tribute with gun salutes on the Hero Square of Budapest. István Kunszabó, the deputy secretary of state, said that since 2010 several military graveyards have been reconstructed, lots of monuments and hundreds of tombstones have been installed nationwide. This year the remains of 62 soldiers who died in the Second World War were exhumed. It's the duty of the Hungarian state to guard its heroes' graves, the graves which belong to us wherever they are in the world, and we fulfill this duty by our strength, said the Deputy Secretary of State. The last Sunday of May is National Heroes Day in Hungary since 2001, when the Parliament registered the related law.
The earth was discolored in Kaposvár on Sunday together with hundreds of children and adults in terms of each other's acceptance.
About 100 children and their parents colored a several meter long canvas in Kaposvár, the first spot of the series of events called Discolor It, with the aim of opening people's eyes to each other's acceptance. Unfortunately, discrimination still exists in our life, but I think children can get together through games without watching their color of their skin or the language they speak, so we can bring them up teaching each other's acceptance from the early age, a mother says. According to the ambassador of UNICEF, the local patron of the initiative, the most important thing is to get to know each other. The message is that we are diverse and it's all for the best. I think we could concentrate on the things in which we are alike rather than the thing that we are different in, said the ambassador. According to the mayor of Kaposvár, as the host of the event, every single settlement can come to the aid of their minorities and support them. The capital of Somogy country fosters Romas who wish to study, with bursary for instance. We aim to inspire them to continue their studies and learn professions instead of dropping the school after the grade 8, as it's work that is essential for getting on life and managing welfare, says the mayor. The first Hungarian Roma musical starring several well-known musicians is also performed on Sunday. That's all about Hungarian Roma cohabitation. The series of the event, Discolor It, is visiting 9 county capitals by the end of October.
The statue of Otto Habsburg, heir apparent to the last throne of Hungary, was inaugurated in the settlement of Feked in Baranya County on Sunday. The ceremonial initiation of the statue was opened with a holy mass and ended with the speech of the Archduke George Habsburg.
People of Feked, Baranya County, held a common prayer in Hungarian and German as the statue of Otto von Habsburg was unveiled. The monument, erected in the village park, shows the heir apparent of Hungary's last king, sitting holding a walking stick. The sculptor has already made several artifacts for the village, but this is his favorite, he said. The local community erected this monument for the late Habsburg, as the German population of the village felt some similarity in their destiny. Most of their ethnic German kinship had to leave their Hungarian homeland after the Second World War, as the royal dynasty was exiled after the First. After the long years of exile, now we all could come home, and we showed that we are loyal and industrious citizens of the country, the mayor said. Otto von Habsburg visited Feked several times, for the last time in 2007. Then he became the honorary citizen of the village. He held this title of 70 different Hungarian settlements.
Hungarian art and crafts events welcome those who are interested at the Milan World Expo, as folk artists present traditional folk techniques and crafts through workshops to the visitors at the Hungarian Pavilion.
A potter is showing the shaping of traditional Hungarian earthen vessels. Sometimes a bigger audience gathers around me, and when I get ready with a vessel, they applaud for me. This feels good. It's an experience normally only actors and musicians have, said a potter. Crafts events like this attract a lot of visitors to the Hungarian Pavilion. Members of the Association of Hungarian Folk Artists present the traditional crafts through workshops. Ákos Abba makes szabertáses here. I make here an ancient Hungarian pattern, originally from the conquest or the Hun era, he said. Mrs. Turos worked with the so-called Hunnia laces, showcasing the elements of the Hungarian folk art. The Hungarian diplomats who live in Italy also visited the pavilion. The World Expo is a great opportunity for every nation to showcase their own values and to build or develop their economic and cultural connections, said the Hungarian Consul General in Milan. The Consul said they're working on developing a cooperation between the pavilions so that the exhibitor countries could come closer.
Ocho Macho is the winner of this year's Talent Spotter Contest, the big stage show. The Beavers came second according to the audience poll, but the difference was so little that one prize was shared between the two bands, so both can get on stage before Robbie Williams at Sziget Festival. The aim of the contest, of Volt Festival and the Media Services and Support Trust Fund, was to launch and impulse the career of the country's ambitious bands.
The most loyal fans of the finalists gathered around the stage. The grand finale was aired by the public media's Petőfi TV, live from Kölb Aquarium. All three finalists, the Ocho Macho, the Beavers and the Kelemen Kabátban, held 15-minute mini-concerts on the event. After a week of online voting, the high score was given to Ocho Macho. It's super that the band is now mature enough and that we got a lot of great support from our audience, said the frontman of the winner band. The song contest was launched last year by the Public Media Corporation and Volt Production to help the career of musical groups who already had some success. The winner, besides other benefits, is offered an opportunity to perform with international stars. The winner can perform on the Sziget Festival before Robbie Williams. On the Volt and the Strand Festivals will perform on the main stage. In next year's Eurosonic Festival in Groningen in the Netherlands, they will represent Hungary. And all the three finalists were offered a video clip, the organizer said. As there was only minimal difference between the first and the second score, the Beavers will also perform as a warm-up band for Robbie Williams.
That's all for now from our team here. We'll be back tomorrow night, as every night around this time. Thanks for watching M1's English language news broadcast, Hungary Report. Take care. Good night.